alright, Sonny, it was ugly, Sando said, but sometimes you just got to win ugly. It was good just to get another 4 points in the bank today and away from home too.
Yeah, definitely. We just needed to keep a bit of good form rolling, and we did at patches, but at first and last we started off poorly and finished poorly, but...
Jeez, my Smothers was so good in the last. What about the goal that I kicked?
How are you, Rips, Patrick? How are you? How's Daniel G answering?
I stood up. Roy Sloan, trademark. Number 9.
Poor Danger. Puts his heart in everywhere and body. Ginger. He gets battered around.
He does.
We played some really good footy, but then it was disappointing to finish like that, but. Also at the time it was so good to hang on because we definitely needed that win.
Big J-Pod, it's pretty handy. They were a bit inexperienced in defence today, the Dogs, and he just monstered them.
Yeah, it was good. Once we started getting the ball in there, it worked very well for us, but that was probably half the problem. In the last quarter we couldn't get clearances, which we couldn't give him first use down there, which was a bit of a shame, but he was in great form. Would have loved to get a few more into his hands, and he could have probably kicked a handful, but he looks so dangerous, and the forward line's looking really sharp at the moment, so hopefully we'll keep getting down there and they can keep locking it in and kicking some goals.
Do you reckon we've got room for Tex Walker if he comes back the next couple of weeks?
I think we'll make room for him, yeah. I definitely think so. The way he looked the other night was awesome. That was when he kicked that first. It was so good to have such a big crowd there for him, and all the players there, and I know I got goosebumps when he kicked that goal. It was so cool to see him back out there and just back to good form.
All the boys got around him. Did you want to run out there as well?
Oh, it would have been nice. Every single bloke was in that little huddle. It was amazing.
Your own last quarter, maybe a little bit of a quiet start by your lofty standards, but your last quarter, what goes through your head, not just as a leader, but it looks like you just have that will of, I don't want to lose this game. What goes through your head?
That does. Once they hit the front, especially, I just didn't want to lose the game, and I could see none of the other guys did as well. And that's when, as a team, we just lift. And I know it's so good to be able to hang on and just win those close ones, because sometimes you got to win those close ones, or you got to win those close ones to make finals. And sometimes you got to win ugly as well. And that's what Sando said. So. It was just great to be able to contribute a bit in that last quarter, because, as you said, I was probably a bit down, but I sort of felt like I owed it a bit to everyone just to try and have a half-decent last quarter.
You had many better Smothers than that one in the last. It's pretty important.
Yeah, I don't know. Never dive for a Smother, but for some reason I thought just dive and see how it goes, and it was lucky my hands got there.
The big Chief is back, first full game today, and he's had 25 possessions with 10 marks or something.
He was never going to be the sub again for too long, because his ability to run players over is so good, and we saw that today. He was able to run himself into some form and had a really good game.
Melbourne next week, it's only a 6-day break, 3-3, back squared the ledger now. Important just to keep that rolling with the bye coming up the next week as well.
Yeah, definitely. We have to keep this form rolling and just and more four-quarter efforts, I think. Just really got to stick it out. And it'll be good playing against little Bernie. Bernie's been playing very well for him. So it's going to be strange seeing him in the Demons top. And I think that's what's going to be great, is we all love Bernie and our fans all love Bernie. So it'll be great to see him at Adelaide Oval. I'm sure he's going to love playing at Adelaide Oval as well.
3 wins in a row now, but fair to say that there's still a fair bit of improvement left in the group.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got to be able to sustain all that pressure on, like what put on them in the second and third quarter. We've got to do that for longer, because that's what wins us games, I think. And because we're good when we can go fast and attack off those turnovers, we look very sharp.
Linda in the rooms post game holding baby Christina Sanderson as well. I think we might be.
Was she holding?
Cocky. Yeah.
Good. I didn't see any holding.
Or so, I think.
Oh, we actually had little Louie over the other night, babysitting little Louie, so we try and help out. They're very cute. We got a few little cute kids.
Kobe Lynch.
We got little Louie there, Christina. Then we got a few older ones, like Campo's kids are awesome. They come into the club and run amok. It's so good to have them in there. Makes you feel a bit better. Like, forget about footy for a bit and just stuff around with the kids.
It's good spirits.